All this week, in a series we're calling Iowa in Focus, we're looking at factors that affect Iowa's population. It's growing overall, but shrinking in many counties. In parts of the state, an aging population can raise questions about a city or town's future. But Charles City is working to become more senior-friendly. IPR's Natalie Krebs reports on the city's plan to make extra efforts to embrace and even grow its senior population.
On the main street of Charles City, just several hundred feet from the Cedar River that snakes through the town center, is Schiller Fine Art Gallery.
This is a gallery that I've set up for local artists. I've got 32 local artists in here right now with different things as far as painting, pottery, and jewelry.
That's 67-year-old owner Steve Schiller. This gallery is his retirement plan. He's lived in Charles City for 30 years with no plans to leave. Schiller thinks it's great for seniors.
I think it's just a small town atmosphere. You know, it's just an easy going place. They can go out and walk about anywhere, you know, and stuff.
Charles City Community Development Director Mark Wicks says older residents like Schiller are often a forgotten asset for small communities.
They're a tremendous treasure, a tremendous wealth of experience, of knowledge, of wisdom that I don't think we tap into nearly enough.
That's why town officials have plans to start investing in seniors as a valuable resource. This summer, AARP designated the town of about 7,400 as the state's second age-friendly community after Des Moines. This means it's creating a five-year plan to make the city more friendly for seniors by working on things like transportation, housing, and health concerns like loneliness. Brad Anderson is the state director for AARP. He says this kind of thinking makes Charles City a model for the state.
The one thing that Charles City recognizes that all Iowa communities should recognize is the fact that our communities are getting older.
According to the State Department of Aging, by 2050, people 65 and older will make up nearly a fifth of Iowa's population. Right now, nearly a quarter of Charles City's residents are over 65.
Iowa in general has been guilty a little bit of thinking senior citizens are something we have to take care of, but they're not active assets that we should be encouraging.
Jim Erb is a former mayor of Charles City. He's one of the officials who approached AARP. Dean Andrews, the town's current mayor, says helping seniors and even bringing in more will benefit the entire community.
We know that a lot of seniors, as they get to that age, have more expendable income. They don't have young families. They don't have college costs anymore. They don't have housing costs.
But some worry the town is not focusing enough on young people. At a boutique called the Rustic Corner on Main Street, 34-year-old employee Jessica Kiefer can think of just one reason why she likes Charles City.
My family's here.
Kiefer says she'd like to see more activities for young people like herself and her six boys.
Maybe a better pool, parks, more activities like skating or something for kids to do.
Kiefer says she also feels the town needs more jobs. She says her husband is one of 500 employees recently laid off from a chicken processing plant that's closing.
We need more that employs a lot of people like that.
Just down the road from the Rustic Corner is Charles City's Whitewater Rafting Park. It's the first in the state and stretches down the Cedar River. The park hosts runners, fishermen, and rafters of all ages. Development Director Wicks points out from his air-conditioned car on a hot summer afternoon that just a decade before, the riverfront was run down following decades of floods and tornadoes.
Just for the longest time, it sat unutilized and kind of ignored.
Wicks says the riverfront offers a lot to Charles City residents, much like its senior population.
And I just keep comparing that with what we're talking about with age-friendly communities and our senior citizen population. They are an absolute treasure that we can't afford to ignore and forget about because they have so much to offer.
Charles City and AARP will begin working this fall to create a five-year plan to become more age-friendly. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.